I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is tomorrow. But in order to pray for our persecuted Christian brothers and sisters, we have to get to know them and their stories. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says there are many resources we can use to do that. You can also pray for specific countries where believers are suffering. Going through Open Doors World Watch List is a helpful prayer guide, and there are more country profiles and testimonies at VOM Canada's website. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And Pakistan recently pledged itself to fight against terrorism, but it's not a pledge Pakistanis or the U.S. seem to take seriously. FMI's Bruce Allen says there are allegations that dozens of political leaders are involved with terrorism in some way. Despite the threat of terrorism, FMI is seeking Pakistani youths, one for Christ. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. A service of One Way Ministries, I'm Dodd Morris.